First and foremost, Jesus said that it is finished. He didn't say I was finished. He said it is finished. It stands finished, and it will always be finished. Although the master's suffering words were now finished, but there was much more included in that dramatic statement. The it that Jesus cried out in victory was every promise, every prophecy were now fully completed in him. Every scripture was fulfilled from the whole book, from the first page to the last page. From Genesis to Revelation, the book of law and the book of prophets were now finished in him. Even the taste of vinegar that was given just enabled him to utter out in victory, it is finished. You know, whenever you have a project, you complete that project, you say it's finished. If you're a contractor and you complete it, it's finished. When you were in school, I know my mate now, my mother used to bucket in and do your homework, and I say it's finished. Although it wasn't. But I still say it. Whenever you know an artist would complete a picture or write a complete a manuscript, they too might say it's finished. Yeah. But the death of Jesus Christ on the cross completed that picture that God has been painting for 33 years. The death of Christ completed the story that God has been writing for 33 years. But there are some of us in here with skeletons in our closet that we feel like nobody know anybody. Well, let me tell you, Jesus knows. We made some decisions that we should not have made. We said some things we should not have said. We went some places we should not have played. But the death on the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. It gave you an opportunity to come to him through him only. It is finished. Jesus was only fulfilling the prophecy. Well, don't take my word. Zechariah promised that he would be sold for 30 pieces of gold. Simple, brother. That was in chapter 11 in Zechariah. And it was fulfilled in Matthew chapter 26. Yeah, it was prophesied that he would be betrayed by a friend in the 55th number of Psalm in verse 12 through 15, but it was fulfilled in Matthew 26, verses 49 through 50. I'm just going to throw you some things out here, but I know I got a bunch of Bible readers out here. It was prophesied that the disciples would forsake him in Zechariah chapter 13, and it was fulfilled in Matthew 26, 56. Isaiah said that he would be smitten and spit upon in chapter 50 in verse 6. And Bula, it was fulfilled in Matthew 27 and 30. I wish I had two more Bible readers in here. They whipped him all night long. They put spikes in his hands and in his feet. They put a crown of thorns on his head. People ridiculed him. People shook their head. They even said, if you are truly the Son of God, then why don't you save yourself and we will believe. It was prophesied. But instead, Jesus prayed for them and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. His friend stood all around while they pierced him in the side. Stood right there while his head dropped in the locks of his shoulder. And he gave up the ghost. I said, he gave up the ghost. No man killed him. He gave it up. But he said, if I give it up, I can come back and pick it up again. He said, it's finished. You know, he died. Didn't he die? And committed himself to God. And they buried him in a rich man's tomb. And I'm so glad he stayed right there. sheep and chickens. We don't need no more priests, high priests to intercede for us. We don't need no more blood sprinkled on the mercy seat to be a blanket for our sin. We don't need no high priest to stand in for us. You know, all that blood did on the mercy seat was to cover up their sin. But when Christ had his blood on the cross, and when he said it's finished, his blood was not a covering for sin. It was to wash away my sin. Nothing of the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. When Jesus cried out, "It is finished," and tell me, darkness covered the earth, and the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, making it possible for you and for me to have complete access to God the Father, all because of the Lamb of God and the shedding of his blood. I need to ask you a question. What can wash away your sin? Treasure. They got